I'm talking about like just like a random show on Amazon.
Mm. Now there's a show on Amazon, Jack something. There's a big ass white boy.
Yeah, Jack Ryan.
Jack Reacher.
Jack Ryan.
Yeah, Jack Reacher.
Bro, Jack that Ryan. Shit was garbage.
I thought it was Jack Ryan.
No, that was cool.
Jack Ryan is on there too, but Jack Reacher.
Nah, Reacher.
I ain't never heard of Jack Reacher.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, it's the first season was better, but that last season, the one they just dropped.
Oh, I haven't watched it.
They got two seasons.
I think he got three. Reacher?
Three? Oh my god! Yes. I only watched the first one. And no, it's not horrible.
And that's different from Jack Ryan.
Jack, he's a big ass white boy that's like a detective type motherfucker.
He ain't detective. Check.
How we up? Mike check.
Oh,
how we doing? How we sound?
Nah, that's the movie is Jack Reacher with Tom Cruise. The TV show is with this random big ass white boy who don't give a fuck about common citizens' arrest.
Let me know if everybody sounds straight.
Okay, I see you. Yeah, he look like something. I will watch this. They got an 8 out of 10. That Jack Ryan hard though.
Who?
Jack Ryan.
I heard the Night Agent was good.
I tried that. It's on Netflix, right?
Yeah, I heard that was good. I tried that. And I'm gonna tell y'all was trash. Master of None. Anytime I get a chance to shout that out as being one of the worst shows ever.
Hell no.
I started watching the first.
I tried two episodes. I couldn't watch it.
Oh my God.
It was funny though a little bit.
Horrible.
Nah, it's cornball funny.
That's real deal white people call
it. And I'm surprised it came from him because I'm thinking he going to give me, like, I'm always curious to see like how other like cultures, like their sense of humor.
He catered. But his shit was like,
bro, this shit
straight white people stuff.
Yeah.
You ain't giving me nothing I ain't never seen.
I thought it was funny for two. Like I said, the first episode, I was laughing. I thought it was, but I can't watch a whole bunch of that. But it was funny.
Yeah, I finished it all. So
he finished the whole series. He loved the whole series, bro.
No,
he over here, no, I'm talking about.
No.
He over here trying to gas like, oh, I only watched a couple episodes.
That's
his favorite. That's his top five.
Trash. I even tried one of his comedy stand-up specials. So I get it.
I know his comedy is garbage.
Not funny. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. All right. So everybody say we sound nice. So we're gonna go ahead and get started. My apologies for the delay, but we're here. This is the place where sports opinions collide. Dead in Sports. I am your host, Kenneth Beans. Joining me on the show, we have FIFO 24/7.
What it do?
Shelton J.
What's happening?
Spike Lou.
What up, though?
And it's yesterday was a sad day for this brother. But we have Nikki Deuce. No, you're not any of those anymore. We got Nick.
Cue the boys to men, man.
Bro.
It's so hard.
Bro. Say
to say goodbye.
Yep. I bought a bottle. What's Mello? You seen the commercials? He in the 1800. Yeah. I bought a bottle. I don't even drink 1800. I bought one just because of him.
But anyway, of course, Mello retired yesterday. The Lakers retired yesterday. And the Celtics trying not to end up retired tonight.
LeBron may retire.
Yeah, LeBron talking about retiring. So a lot has happened.
Was Mello retired or did he get retired? Because I don't remember.
Why you always got to do this, bro?
I'm trying to remember who asked
you. You always
want
to talk shit about a black man on a bad day.
So y'all see we have the little, you know, homage to Mello right there. A little props. So there we go with that.
I'm going to get that sign. I'm going to frame this shit too. I'm going to meet him one day.
Yeah, we'll see if we can make that happen. So anyway, man, let's get into it. Trash.
Yeah, we watching the game as
we do have it on. We see 45-44 Miami up right now at the trailing.
First and foremost, little football shit. RIP Jim Brown.
Yes, he retired.
I was listening. Y'all listen to the Bomani Jones podcast?
I haven't listened to the
people,
latest one from Monday.
Don't smile at them people.
From Monday, I haven't listened to it. What did he say?
Bomani had it. He had an interesting kind of like somewhat eulogy for Jim Brown. I ain't know how much shit Jim Brown got into.
Yeah, bro.
Back in the day,
mm-hmm.
Like I ain't know all that shit that he was saying. I know the Jim Brown that they show on TV, like, you know, like the civil rights and all that shit. But that other shit he said with them women and all that shit, I'm like, bro, this nigga.
Jim Brown was crazy.
Jim Brown was a wild boy.
Say Richard Pryor.
But like some people say that he was like the probably the best runner, like one of the greatest football players of all time.
Yeah. Like a lot of people say that, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that he is the best. Because I think that was like the first time seeing a guy like that. So, yeah, I didn't get a chance to see him play, but I've always been fascinated when I hear some OGs say that about him, and even some guys nowadays say that about him. So yeah,
they said that he retired at 30, and they said that was still his prime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he retired in his prime. He was the first one. He pulled a Barry Sanders.
And we're gonna make movies and like stuff. 10
seasons? And this is in the 60s. He said, "I'm gonna go be a black you know,
activist.
Actor. Yeah, no, not even activist. Just be a black actor. I'm quitting
and
football.
He did. Yeah.
And in he the did. 60s, though, as a like, mm-hmm. that's crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They said he was letting Bloods and Crips come through his crib.
Wasn't he the leading rush all time leading rush when he retired?
When he retired after 10 years. Yep.
Yeah.
Mm. What up, Rob?
R.I.P. Jim Brown.
Speaking of retiring. Let's start with this Lakers-Denver series before, because we watching Boston.
Speaking
so we're gonna talk
of retiring.
About there's so many questions. The first thing I got, I'll shoot to you, Ken. Mm-hmm. Does Darwin Ham deserve to be fired after this season?
Nah, not at all. I mean, we're talking about a team that started 2-10, 0.03%, I forgot the number, of chance of making the playoffs. So we're talking about a team that was going towards a lottery pick that went to the Western Conference Finals that had a chance to win at least three of these four games. I mean, they were a shot away from tying the game in game one. So they were in all of these games. They just didn't close and execute. Denver did a better job of that as they've done pretty much throughout the year, and that's what happened. So no one besides Spike had the Lakers making it this far at all. No one. Like I picked against them after the first round. So I don't think I think that, you know, he showed that he has the right mindset. Cause I think it feels like a lot of what he does is what Spo does, is like he empowers guys and makes guys think that they're like they have a shot. So he's one of those he gives me the feeling that he's one of those no-nonsense guys. And, you know, I haven't read a lot of reports and stuff about what the players are saying about him, but that's just what I get from the sideline. And he's been steadfast all year, you know, and pretty consistent in terms of his post-game and pre-game rhetoric. And I think that he earned a shot to be back. You know, you got swept by the number one seed in the West. So, you know.
Lou, you believe LeBron's trying to retire or is going to retire?
No, I think he was emotional after the game. He probably felt like it from just being tired. But also, we know LeBron is a very thought-out person, very methodical. He's already probably using this as negotiation. Like, hey, man, I'm leaving if y'all don't get me some more people in here. So he's probably using this as letting the Lakers know, I'm willing to throw y'all the deuces if significant changes aren't made to the roster to help me out, because as he said, the Western Conference Finals aren't what I'm playing for. At this stage in my career, it's finals or bust. So he's going to want a finals or bust roster every year. How he used to hold teams to it was threatening to get traded. Now it's going to be threatening to retire.
FIFO, should the Lakers trade AD this offseason?
Depends what we're talking about in return. Because if LeBron does come back, obviously – I think it's a stronger team if you still have AD and LeBron. You're able to bring in another piece versus having to get rid of one of those pieces to bring in a piece. Because look at how the West was won, right? You got to look at what the best player is, and you got to be able to slow that up so that way you can compete against that. So right now they need a big that can you're not gonna stop them, but that can compete with Joker, and that's what you need. Obviously, AD is one of the better options out there in terms of versatile big men. And we saw what Joker doing the one-legged fadeaway to the left dirt shit.
Prayer like, shot from what 50 feet.
From back here, like, bruh. You know, and AD's in his grill. So if you're going to get rid of AD, what are you bringing back in return? Because if it's a little man, like, we're chanting AD for Dame, you're not winning the West. You may
be underselling Dame with that.
AD needs to be part of the equation if they're going to win the West, because Joker not going nowhere no time soon.
Right.
So AD has to be part of the equation in terms of the recipe to win. So it depends on what you're getting back.
It's maybe one big in the league that can hang with Joker.
Nobody can hang with Joker.
Maybe Embiid.
Nah.
He's the closest thing.
I mean, they'll go back and forth, but they can't stop
each other.
You're right, exactly.
They can't stop each other. You know, right now Joker is at a ridiculous level. So AD has to be part of the sauce.
Shelton, is Joker the best player in the league right now?
100%. 110%. And I say that because you saw it during the season in the win factor. This team was number one for most of the year. Yeah, they struggled at times, but his play has always been consistent. And he's begun to elevate the players around him. You play with a player like Joker, and he's going to get double teamed. You just need to be ready in your head on the swivel, ready to catch some of these passes and shoot the ball and do your job. And that's what his teammates stepped up and did this past series. When you look at KCP this last game, Brett Brown a couple games in between there, go back to KCP, and then, you know, Jamal Murray doing Jamal Murray things. Same thing with MPJ. Catching wide open passes and hitting shots. So if you're making the people around you better and you are getting these stats and doing all this stuff like he's doing and they're winning at the same time, wins and stats together, then you really can't top that. And he affects the game in many ways. Joker's a tight player. And the difference between him and Embiid, in my opinion, is Joker can come out and score 15 points in a game and you can still win that game by 20 because he's doing the other things. He's going to have 17 assists in that game. But if Embiid has a game, which is rare that he does, but if he has a game where he scores 15 points, that team is going to lose by 20.
And so that's not an indication, though, of their skill set. I think the Joker's team is better suited to help him out. Embiid, like we've seen in the playoffs, he go down a game or whatever it may be. I'm depending on James Harden to give me 45 points.
But that's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is his will is his what he does to affect the game. Now, if you switch the two players, the same thing does apply because you still got to be able to hit these guys and get them in position to make baskets and find them.
To me, the biggest difference, and obviously we're seeing it in real time right now, is that when the game is on the line, Joker had a very mediocre first half and still wound up with 30 points because he scored 20-some in the second half. So he's able to elevate his game. And we've seen that every time that there's a bigger challenge, he's overcoming it. He didn't do it last season, right? But we're seeing that this season, every closeout game.
His team's better this year, though, right? Like, we can agree to that. Like, Jamal Murray's he's healthier. Porter's better. His team is better.
I think it's more of like when Brady left the Patriots at the end of that, you know, era, going to the Bucks. It's like the team is better. It's really the same guy, but the team is better.
To a degree, you know, though, right? Because here's the thing, right? The same thing that we said about LeBron. I always say, look, if you're going to lose a closeout game, go all out. I'm not saying that you can't give LeBron none of the pie as to why they lost. Of course, he deserves some of the blame, but goddamn. A 40-point triple, damn near a 40-point triple double. Like, what else is he supposed to do?
It sounds like you lay in the bed a better excuses for this nigga to rock on.
No. What I'm saying is this: is that Embiid didn't go out that way.
So you're saying Joker got more dog in him.
Exactly. Okay, and look at year to year, that aspect of you, that heartbreak that I always say that young players need to experience in the playoffs to understand what it takes, quote unquote, what it takes to win. We've seen Joel Embiid get to the same place and plateau and not get his, we're not getting his best when it's needed, when it's required. We're seeing Joker take that step.
And hit fadeaway threes when you need it in crunch time. It ain't like this is just a crazy shot that luckily goes in.
This year, though, right? This year. We would have been saying the same thing about Joker that we said about Embiid last year.
But the thing is that in this year,
yeah,
We didn't see Embiid step up. We didn't see him give our a LeBron performance. Damn, y'all niggas got y'all niggas lost, but damn, bro, you gave 45 this, that, and the third. You know,
let me ask y'all this: if y'all say that that roster is so much better, why nobody believed in Denver going into the playoffs?
Because we never seen Denver in this.
They play in the mountain time.
It's the first time.
Like no one watches them.
This is the first time they've ever been to the finals ever, bro.
Yeah, no one watches them. Like I think that everybody could agree on that. The only reason that Denver wasn't getting the recognition is because no one was paying attention. Even when they were pumping up Jokic in the middle of the year to push for his third straight MVP, it wasn't that, oh, he's not good enough. It was like, well, I mean, he's gotten his shot. Let's give it to Embiid now. No one ever came out and said that Denver wasn't good. Just nobody was paying attention. But now we got to.
Yeah. I don't know about that assessment, and I can't speak for everybody. But Denver has been, for the last 3 years, a contender. Like, they've been a legit contender for the last 3 years.
We knew they had a good team.
Then why didn't you pick them?
Against the Lakers?
No, I'm just saying, why didn't you pick them?
Oh, like, just overall? Yeah. Because contender doesn't mean favorite. All right, bro. Contender doesn't mean favorite.
Let me go back to
Golden State was the favorite because they won the championship. FIFA,
go back to the, remember we had the contenders pretenders list?
Yeah.
FIFA said they was pretenders.
Because they struggled down the stretch.
Lou said, you and Lou said they was contenders.
Yeah, I didn't remember.
Everybody else said I was on the pretenders list too.
Yeah, because they struggled down the stretch. And then
we all said the Heat were pretenders.
Oh yeah, 100% though. Shit, that was not a wrong assessment at the time. We're talking about an AC barely got in.
That was at the end of February.
Playoff Jimmy Butler, real thing. Yeah, huh? Playoff Jimmy Butler, real thing.
Yeah.
Paul George tried to do that playoff.
Him being Michael Jordan's illegitimate son is his real thing too, bro.
Always going too far.
Hey, I believe that theory. Now.
I think, bro. I looked at a young ass Mike interview, bro. His facial structure, bro. He looked the same, bro. And you see that fadeaway shot? It's like, hold on, bro.
Come on, kid.
That fadeaway shot, bro.
Y'all look
Mike and around though.
Y'all know where Jimmy Butler from. Like, he from Beaumont. He's like a small town in Texas. Maybe 2,000.
Where you think Mike dropped his kid off?
What would Mike be there? There ain't no NBA schedule to go there. Like,
he is dropped. Exactly. He taking him somewhere.
She was a groupie, bro. She met up in San Antonio.
He threw a bag of money and dropped her off.
From like Brownsville, Texas or some crazy stuff.
He threw a bag of money.
What was it, Black Planet or something like that?
We always said Mike was an asshole. Ken, let me ask you this question. I know he's your favorite player, but is Joker the best player in the league?
No, he is not.
Oh, wow. Who is?
Jimmy Butler.
I'm still holding on to Giannis.
Jimmy Butler.
You mean Giannis?
I still got Giannis over still Joker, Giannis. Too.
I got Jimmy Butler.
Let me ask y'all, though, seriously, what does Giannis do, in your opinion?
Both sides of the ball.
He plays defense better.
Both sides. He won defensive player of the year.
Way better.
Both sides of the ball.
Way better.
But
to you want an MVP and defensive player of the year.
To
the
your
same
point,
year.
Joker is way better offensively too. He's way better.
But
than
he didn't
Giannis.
Win an MVP
his
and
game
a defensive
is more
player.
Polished,
year.
You know, than Joker's game is way more polished than Giannis.
So 10 seconds left, and I'm asking these questions because I remember certain people saying you don't get a ball to Giannis with the clock running out. And that killed it for me because I used to be, you know, in agreement that Giannis was one of the greatest players in the world. But when people start saying he shouldn't have the ball at the end of the game. I'm like, how? How can
what
he
gonna
say,
do it?
Would you
what
say the same thing
it?
With Shaq?
Shaq should have the ball. Shaq should be taking the last shot, don't you think?
I'm saying you would say the same thing with Shaq?
It depends. Hold on. Two things is happening. The Shaq situation. Shaq can be an option, but when you have a big man that isn't a traditional jump shooting big man or has that type of touch, it's hard to run a play as the last second.
Yeah.
So we could run a play that you're an option and we're looking for you primarily, but I need the ball in Nick Van Exel hand or Kobe hand and
Rick
whatever
Fox,
happens.
Whoever, Derek Fisher.
Yeah, like
those are the Robert Horry. As you noticed, those are the people that hit the big shots for the Lakers.
So Shaq was the most dominant.
Right.
Physically dominant, yes.
Similar to Giannis.
I think that's what I'm saying with Giannis.
Could you say
physically
that's the
dominant.
Best or the most dominant? Is that two different things?
He's the best.
It is two different things. To me, Joker, what I've seen so far in these playoffs, he does look like the best player in the league right now. He does look like the best player.
We only said it because Giannis got knocked out.
Giannis
got knocked out, though.
He was hurt.
Got knocked out.
He ain't Superman no more.
I ain't hear no capping for Embiid.
Embiid was hurt. I've never seen Embiid out the second round. I've seen Giannis drop 50 and off of a bum knee.
So like, nigga, I've seen the greatness of Giannis. When I see
this Superman, is very much like, and we don't know the outcome of the finals yet.
We do know the outcome, Ken. Don't do that.
Nuggets.
This reminds me of when Kawhi Leonard won the title and everybody wanted to give him the best player of the league.
Don't do that. Why you gotta bring up Kawhi?
That's what happened.
You always bring up Kawhi.
That's what happened.
What he do to you?
It is the same.
You beefing with it's because Kawhi wasn't the MVP. He wasn't multiple time MVP in the league. And also,
and it didn't stop anybody from doing that.
But let's
people become prisoners of the moment.
Let's be honest.
Two-time MVP, though.
Joker affects the game offensively in a lot more ways than Kawhi has, and that Giannis does currently. He just does.
I don't know about that.
Well, that's my thing.
What do you mean? Kawhi was, y'all be forgetting when Kawhi was that nigga. He was that nigga for about three.
Kawhi's
years.
Never averaged more than six assists a game. Never.
I'm talking about both sides of the ball.
No, I understand. I'm giving you defensively. I'm giving
offensively
you
offensively too.
Half a Joker's assist or shit.
But they're still assists, Ken. No matter. And they're coming from a 7 foot something guy.
And
up here.
He can't guard nobody to save his life.
This motherfucker turn around. There's a guy standing right there. He just, here you go. And then he shoots.
Brilliant pass by Joker.
I saw all of that. That's all of that.
Why don't those other guys get it? It should be the same thing.
Because he can see the whole floor. He got
the way the offense is set up and the way offense is running over.
No, that's his skill set.
Malone is a genius.
He's got the.
Mike Malone is a coach.
You got a center that can do that. Why not? That's all I'm saying.
But my thing is, okay, last question on this. If it's 10 seconds left in the game, Joker and Giannis on the same team, who you want the ball in their hands?
Oh, no. Nah, Joker.
Giannis
can't even.
Giannis can't hit the jumper.
Giannis can't hit a jumper.
Not like Joker.
When he need to.
Not like Joker.
When he needed to.
Is he a better shooter than Joker?
He said Chris Middleton. He said Chris Middleton was glowing.
He's not.
Okay.
He is.
Chris Middleton is a clown.
So let me ask you.
But to your
Giannis
point, though,
needed to make them free throws. He made every single one of them niggas.
Jamal Murray, Denver closer. I mean, that's how it happens when you got like at the end of the game, Jamal Murray was the one that was cooking. He's the reason they lost game.
And I'll tell you this: when you want to talk about Golden State's first title, why go to Andre Iguodala? Because when they needed shots to be made, he made them shots. And when it was free throws that he made, they made them free throws.
I don't think
they
your clothes
go to the light skinned boy.
Your clothes ain't always got to be your best player.
If you're the best player in the league, you the clothes.
No, that's not the case.
Not really.
In the league,
that's not the case.
The best player in the league is not the closer.
LeBron ain't the closer. Kyrie was the closer.
LeBron showed the closer.
You over here trying. He can block.
Kyrie closed those.
Last time I checked, I don't know if y'all can tell me how that game ended. It was when Curry got his eye dotted by somebody and wasn't
23.
Who y'all got? Oh yeah, we ain't getting there yet because we don't know. We pretending like we don't know who's gonna be in the finals.
But we know.
Sean, I mean, FIFA, I'll ask you this because I did ask this question about Darwin Ham. I ask you this: Does Joe Mazzulla deserve to be fired after this season?
Nah. A lot of things happened in the offseason that left him in a very precarious situation. I think he's done a pretty good job under the certain conditions, but you got to look at the staff that was there with Ime. Obviously, Joe Mazzulla was part of that staff, but so Damon Stoudemire.
His wife. She was part of the staff too.
She rode that staff.
She was definitely part of that staff, bro.
She made that staff what it was.
But you look at the other coaches on the bench, right? Like Damon Stoudemire took a head coaching job in college. There's another guy that went off to he became a NBA head coach as well. I can't think of the damn name. You know, I'm bad with names. But you look at the brain trust that was there previously versus what he has now. And I'm not making excuses because at the end of the day,
sound like it.
They got better offensively. You know what I'm saying? But defensively, it just wasn't the same. Like the accountability, you could kind of tell it wasn't there in the same way that Ime had it. And again, Ime comes from the Popovich disciple. You know what I'm saying? So that's a lot of extra credit baked into what Ime brings to the table.
Do you know how old Joe Mazzulla is? 38.
Not 38.
30 what? 35.
That nigga is young as fuck.
Yeah. That's why I wouldn't
fire. And he took the Boston Celtics, one of the most storied franchises in American sports history, to the Eastern Conference Finals in his first year.
And got swept.
Game ain't over yet, Lou. Don't put the nail in the coffin if the nigga's still breathing.
It's already there, bro. The nail is already there.
Jimmy Butler played for the Heat, right?
Wasn't that very similar to Brad Stevens? What would you call him?
The good son.
The good son. You know what I'm saying? So look, at the end of the day.
This is his first year.
It is his first year. I don't think he deserves to get fired. They just got to get more experienced guys on that bench.
He need a better coaching staff. 100%. They should break the bank this year 100%. On his coaching staff.
So you're not breaking Tatum and Brown?
Oh, I'm that's definitely under consideration.
Is it definitely happening or is it just under consideration?
It's under consideration. Because we're talking about two very highly talented players in the NBA, wing guys. You know what I'm saying? So for me, it depends on the offer. So it's under consideration, but it's not definite.
Would you take the second pick for him? One of them.
The second pick?
No.
You wouldn't take the second pick for Tatum or Brown?
No.
I'm not trading Tatum.
It would be Brown.
It would definitely be Brown.
Brown would definitely be going.
If Charlotte calls and say you can have the second pick, you would give him Brown.
But Brown is better than...
What else am I getting, though?
Brown is better than any second pick that's going to be in this draft.
No, he's not.
Scoot Henderson better than...
Scoot ain't that good.
Yes, he is.
Not right now.
Yes, he is.
Not right now. Today, he's better than Jaylen Brown.
He better. You're lying. He would be better with Jason Tatum than Jaylen Brown is tomorrow.
That's 100%. False.
No,
tomorrow.
It's not.
Yes, he is.
No, it's not.
He gonna take him to the finals?
No, yes, bro. You know
fuck
why?
Out of here.
He's that good.
Nick, you know why? Because here's the thing. The skill set isn't redundant. Jason Tatum can play off of Scoot Henderson, where Jalen Brown
take turns.
They take turns. It's not symbiotic.
Do you know why I'm saying keep Jason Tatum in Boston over Jaylen Brown? Because Jason Tatum is gonna sell more tickets. You know what I'm saying?
It ain't because he going to be playing well off of anybody.
No, but that's
because if that nigga was that nigga, he could play off of anybody. No, we see Jimmy Butler go to city to city. He took his whole shit to the road on the road.
Nick,
the Chitlin' Circuit.
First of all, Jason Tatum is not Jimmy Butler.
He was a dog everywhere he went.
Jason Tatum is not Jimmy Butler.
Jason Tatum ain't even a dog in his own kingdom.
Nick, let me ask you this.
That's why they got to get Jaylen Brown out there. Because you have two alphas.
You're right.
It's not even like that. Nick, let me ask you this. And this is because of skill set. Dame Lillard or Jaylen Brown?
Dame.
Because he can incorporate Jason Tatum.
He's a better basketball player.
He's a better player, though.
Yeah, he's a better
basketball
player.
That's not saying it. You just literally said, Kenny told me a player who was number one all NBA over a player who's second all NBA. Oh, yeah, I'm taking the number one all NBA. Obviously, my guy.
Nick, it's not just that obvious. Look, is Jaylen Brown a better defender than Dame Lillard?
Yes.
Probably.
What do you... Dame Lillard has never smelled an all-defensive team.
Okay, I'm not going to... Who plays defense these days? But okay, let's go.
The people on the all-defensive teams. And Jaylen Brown is one of those players.
Yes.
So Jaylen Brown affects the game in a lot of different ways.
I saw Jaylen Brown try to guard Bam. He got his ass tossed. He got twisted and turned. He didn't know where the hell Bam was. And Bam, I was talking shit about Bam. He made me give respect to Bam.
But the thing that you're saying, though, Jason Tatum isn't good enough to play with Jaylen Brown.
No, I'm not saying that at all.
100%. Because if he were that good, Jaylen Brown's lack it's of not, what he's bringing that. To the table. Because
he showed up in the finals chasing Tatum.
You're using the wrong words. It's not that he's not good enough. It's that the talent is...
They got to fit.
They don't fit. It's the same guy.
A little bit smaller with a slightly different mentality. But I agree with what Nick is saying then from that point of you guys. Tatum is supposed to be that dude and able to play off of anybody.
He's humbly one of the best players in the league.
He said that. But listen
to what you just said. Play off of.
Right.
He's a wing guy.
Okay.
Jaylen Brown is not a playmaker.
Okay.
Jason Tatum is not a playmaker. Those guys are finishers and bucket getters. The reason why I named Dame Lillard is because he's a playmaker. So therefore, if you trade Jason Tatum to fucking Portland, him and Jaylen Brown would dominate because Jaylen can play off of Dame. Dame's a natural playmaker.
Right.
Boston's issue, which is the reason why they went and got the guy from the Pacers, I can't think of his name. Brogdon.
50-40.
Playmaker.
You're right.
And he's not elite. That's the reason why he's not making that much of a difference in this
series. I agree with you.
Who's not elite?
But I don't think that Boston thinks that. Boston doesn't disregard Tatum as a playmaker. They think that he's that dude.
Here's the big
We're all saying the same thing. Tatum is not that dude.
He's a Carmelo Anthony type of guy.
That's fine. But I'm not putting my stuff in anything.
Don't ever say that again. Don't ever say that again when I got a jersey on that damn table. Melo was clutching. He showed up in all them games.
That's mentality. I'm talking about game and skill set. Mentality is a different thing. The game and the skill set. Pump fake, one dribble, mid-range dominant. Little niggas, I can put back to the basket.
Tatum takes horrible shots. Melo takes good shots.
Tatum is not.
Melo takes horrible shots too. No,
Melo takes all shots.
Melo's career average is above 45%.
But look, Nick, he took tough shots. He was a tough shot taker and tough shot maker. So is Jason Tatum. The skill set is very similar. What Carmelo's best years in the league, who was the point guard?
Chauncey Billups.
Chauncey Billups. Why? Chauncey's a playmaker. I can get my own bucket, but guess what? I can playmate. I can distribute. I can make sure that you get the easiest bucket. I can make sure this guy gets the. You ain't got to worry about nobody else, bro. You get buckets. When we need you to go ISO, you go ISO.
Let me ask you this. Who else is in Jason Tatum's position and they the number one and not the playmaker?
We gotta go through the team.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you paying Jason Tatum that type of money, you give him that type of prestige, you expect him to be able to make plays, right?
No, because that's not everybody's.
Everybody else on his level. Who else on his level doesn't do that though?
Jimmy Butler's not really a playmaker.
Shit,
Jimmy. What was Jimmy's name?
It don't mean that's what he is.
Bro, Jimmy Butler literally said, what I've been doing this whole series against them is I take the ball, I stand at the top of key and figure out what to do. Jason Tatum doesn't do that.
That's not his game. Neither did Carmelo.
He ain't that dude.
Carmelo wasn't that guy either. In his prime, he wasn't that guy.
First of all, don't disrespect this nigga on this.
I'm not disrespecting him.
That's disrespect, bro.
That's not disrespect.
Melo led a lot of teams.
Fair comparison.
You give Melo a team like this, we going to the fucking finals.
Because of the mentality, Nick. I'm not disrespecting them. You continue to add in and bake in the mentality, which is who is Carmelo Anthony. But at the end of the day, strip that away and just look at the game. How do they play the game? How do they impact the game? It's very similar.
Not even Melo either. Because
that is
Melo is always about mid-range, inside, higher end percentage shots for his size. Tatum takes all these goofy ass step backs, stupid ass shots.
He still takes a lot of mid-range shots compared to other NBA players. He takes a lot more threes because of the era of the game that he plays in. But if we're looking at ball handling ability, right? Like, yeah, can they bring up the ball and can they set up the offense? Of course, they have enough skill set. But is that the best place to put them? No, the best place to put them is go get that shit to the point guard. We're going to move you around. We're going to create a mismatch off of back screens and shit like that and then go to work.
Sometimes, though, it don't even look like that he has the basketball IQ to, like, I get what you're saying that he's not a full-time playmaker. But when I need him to make a play, he still don't do it.
I don't need no part-time nigga. We had that with Kyrie Irving.
So you know another comparison? PG. PG's not a natural playmaker.
He's a two.
But he can play.
He's a three, really.
He can make plays.
No, I'm talking about he's number two. He's not number one.
He's capable of making plays.
Why?
Playmaker.
Hell no.
He's capable of making plays.
Hell stop. Why? Defo.
Look at the
year with the Raptors.
He's never averaged more than 5 points.
But he makes plays, though. He sets the offense up. He make everything go. He's the reason.
You don't need to have a Jason Tatum.
Sometimes it's just the offense, y'all.
Yeah.
Jason Tatum couldn't do in his wildest dreams what Kawhi did in Toronto. He'd never, because he
don't have that mentality.
Ken, how you feel?
It's not game, it's mentality.
Should the Boston Celtics get rid of Mazzulla or Jaylen Brown?
Coach Mitsubishi, I think, will be around for another year because I think they already gave him the job. He got him to the Eastern Conference Finals. It's a step down. I think their fight is going to be an issue in terms of their mentality. I think he'll learn how and when to call timeouts. But I think Tatum will stay. I think you'll see Jaylen Brown get out of there. And Jaylen Brown really hasn't done much in this series and really at times in the playoffs to he ain't really done shit. And I prefer Jaylen Brown over Tatum.
I do too.
But Tatum has done way more than Jaylen Brown has this playoff.
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah, this has been a bad year for me to talk shit about Jaylen Brown in the playoffs.
You mean Tatum?
No, Jaylen Brown. Because I've been hyping.
You should talk shit.
Yeah, I've been talking shit about like Jaylen Brown. Like hyping I've been up. Hyping him up. And he hasn't been coming through for me like I've been wanting him to. But Tatum ain't been giving. He ain't been making me look too bad because Tatum ain't been doing shit since game 7 against Philly. But we'll see. They got quotes that said, don't let us win this game.
That's what he said, right?
Yeah, but I think somebody else.
Well, Marcus Smart didn't know. Yeah,
he said, don't let us win this game.
Last time somebody said that they went home.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, Jaylen Brown has been a shell of himself in this playoff round.
I think he's just ready Jimmy to go. I think he's ready to go.
Jimmy might be in his head. I don't know what it is.
He don't mess with Jimmy, so he don't talk to Jimmy. Him and Jimmy ain't got no issues with each other, so I don't think it's Jimmy in his head.
Nah, him and Jaylen Brown and Jimmy got a relationship.
They work out. Oh, that's is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, they work out together.
Oh.
Yeah.
When he came into the league, he was working out with Jimmy.
Oh, okay. I thought you said like he's bothering him, like against him, like Williams.
So. Yeah, no.
Nah, I think it's fucked up because Jaylen can get the most money in Boston.
No, well, he did make the team. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, but at the same time, I just feel like he's done being
Robin.
Second fiddle to a nigga who ain't trying to be Batman.
Yeah, I mean,
he'd rather go be Nightwing.
Look, it's probably about time. I mean, I think the thing is they've been together this long. They've proven that together they got into a finals. Jaylen Brown, you know, stepped up. Tatum was a shell of himself. And, you know, at this point, we've seen where it can go. And this year, it didn't get as far. And now they might get swept. So Vegas had these guys winning the title. Heavy favorites, I believe, when they made it to the Eastern Conference Finals. And, you know, it is what it is. So now it might be time to just be like, Jaylen, you go do your own thing, and we're going to ride them. That's the guy they want. That's the guy they love. You know, that's the guy that seemingly has more talent than Jaylen Brown. I think Jaylen Brown may go off somewhere and you probably see a Harden situation, but I don't know.
I don't think he has that type of game, but
we didn't say the same thing about Harden either.
Yeah, nah, I remember that first game in Houston. I was like, who the fuck?
I thought that shit was 40
something. Yeah, we both did.
But yeah, you're probably right. He probably don't have that type of game.
Nah, chill out. Don't
he don't have that type
don't put
of
limitations.
Harden Houston was.
We didn't know what the fuck was about to happen when we thought.
I know, I agree with you.
We thought Houston was paying too much for a six man. And they undercut that nigga because he only got paid, I think, $90 million that first contract.
Shit on his playoff, he gets shitted on for what he deserves to get shitted on, but Harden was a motherfucker, bro. Mm-hmm. He was
young
a
Harden.
Motherfucker, bro.
Yeah, buddy.
Speaking of motherfuckers, Lou, how did you feel about Magic Johnson tweeting about the Celtics quitting and shit? Is that fair or foul?
That's fair. I mean, they lifelong.
That's ironic.
They lifelong rivals, so he going to take a jab at Boston whenever he can. And he's right. Like, anybody looking at this and they see Jason Tatum and they see Jaylen Brown and they see the talent that they have, Marcus Smart, Defensive Player of the Year, like, they don't look like they even on the same level with the Heat. And you're talking about an eighth seed. Like, nobody – I ain't seen – and, again, I haven't seen Tatum do what we were asking Embiid to do, just like take over the game and say, nah, I'm not letting my team lose, like Jimmy Butler been doing the whole playoffs. So I can see him pointing the finger at them.
I thought it was a little punk ass move, bro. Because he know Joe Mazzulla about to get it. He basically calling out the coach.
I think he calling out the players. He calling out Tatum and Brown and all of those dudes.
Nah, he calling out the coach.
He calling the coach.
But he want to coach the Celtics?
Nah,
hell no.
Magic is not. He's not gonna call out players because he's supposed to be the guy that players go to if they need shit or whatever the fuck.
I think he called out the Lakers too.
Yeah, but he calls out organizations. He don't call out the players. Like, he knows not to do that. He don't want to damage his relationships and come out like looking like a bad guy on that end.
Three threes.
But he'll call the coach. He don't give a fuck about coaches.
I think Mazzulla will be there, like you said, put a good staff around.
He should be. I mean, in my first year, if I take a team to the Eastern Conference Finals, I'm sorry.
Plus, his
boss. That's keeping up with the standard of winning.
That's it.
And Brad Stevens brought him all along the way. Like, the reason that he's even in Boston, he started as an intern under Brad Stevens. Brad Stevens elevated him each year that he was there, and when he went to the GM, considered him for the coach. So, I don't think that Brad Stevens is going to consider.
Damn, Jimmy. Playmaker.
Consider firing him.
Playmaker, huh?
This is the bro. He has his team up 3-0.
Are you doubting Jimmy Butler still, FIFO?
I'm not doubting him.
I'm just saying you're gonna criticize him on the game that he has up 3-0.
I'm accurately evaluating his skill set.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
He's not a playmaker.
Yes, he is. No, he's not. How did they get here?
Because he's been dominant. Because
he made plays.
Who else is making plays on that team? It's Kyle Lowry. All right. So who is the playmaker on that team?
When I say playmaker, it's not necessarily for yourself. It's for the others.
So who is the playmaker on
that
team?
I've seen him pass the ball.
You got to have one. You're in the NBA, so who is it? They going to the Eastern Conference Finals. They don't have one. They got to have one.
Jimmy's been that great. He's overcome all that.
Okay. He's great, but he's not a playmaker.
He's not a playmaker. So all great players are playmakers?
No, I didn't Jimmy say Butler. I'm just asking you. Yeah,
Jimmy Butler, he's a bucket. He's not a playmaker.
he's him. That's all it is. Yeah. Sean, when we say him, he's all that it comes.
Everything included.
Everything
him. Package includes everything.
That's all. That's the all the above question.
Answer. That man got Gabe Vincent getting shots like that.
He ain't got Gabe Vincent doing shit.
Gabe Vincent is who?
Bro, that's Spo.
Thank you.
Are y'all serious?
No. Yes. Hold on, Fever. Before you go, I'm gonna tell you this. This is what Ken doing. He don't want to acknowledge Jimmy at all.
He hates Jimmy. Ken hates Jimmy Butler.
He said, "I'm gonna give all this love to the coach."
I have to.
But Spo is top three, top five.
He's number one in the league.
He's the best coach. No, best coach
I said there's a play.
Spo is
Jimmy.
The best coach in the league.
Who is better than him?
What's Pop been doing the last 3 years?
Pop ain't, bro.
I rather look what Pop did the last
Pop got
years.
The same team in San Antonio. They won 15 games.
He don't got no Jimmy Butler. He ain't got no Jimmy Butler.
Unless you talking about Snap, Crackle, Pop. That's the only motherfucker I want you talking about. That Pop ain't shit right now.
He better than Pop, bro. Oh, y'all niggas crazy
as hell right now.
Y'all niggas crazy as hell. Pop is the best coach still in the NBA.
Pop ain't been the best coach.
When's the last time
coach?
When's the last time he was even in the playoffs?
Yeah.
When was the last
time? Wait, I can understand. Is he better than Pop all time?
No, just right now. Right now. He's the best coach in the league right now.
I'm not foolish. I'm not going to say
okay. That's a different argument. I thought we talked about
No, I'm talking about right now. Why?
That crazy.
No, because you got to take the career of a coach.
He's done more than
but right now,
less.
If I was starting a team.
Over the last 4 or 5 seasons, Spo has been the best coach in the
Spo
NBA.
Spo has done more with less.
Not if we're going 5 seasons. Four, at least. He went to the finals 2 years ago.
To the Eastern Conference Finals 3 years out of 4.
Hey, look.
Pop, no talent.
Pop,
and no playmakers, obviously, since you said Jimmy don't make plays.
Hey, look.
Pop got a nigga there. Named Pete Davidson tweeting about LeBron and them.
Oh, my God. Not Pete Davidson. Y'all don't get him the fuck out of here, bro. They stay trying to sell.
I'm just saying. Shit, with that being said, Ken, didn't you have a point to make? You were saying something.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Well, let me ask you this then. Do the Heat have a chance in the finals?
Absolutely not.
You gonna talk all that shit about Spo?
Absolutely not.
No
it's absolutely
gonna,
not.
You gonna doubt? Vincent, you gonna doubt Martin. Spo? You gonna doubt Spo once again?
That's what I was gonna say.
Is not a chance a sweep or like gentleman sweep or 6 games?
Probably be 5.
Jimmy worth 2. Four. Jimmy getting at least 2.
Might be 4.
Man, it's crazy because they've been counting out this whole playoffs.
Yes.
Like I said, this series right here, only one person in the whole chat room. Pick Miami to win.
I hate when he be watching the tape.
He
picked them in 7, by the way.
He be scrolling back through. Only look, he said only one person knowing it's him though.
Yeah,
he knows I did it. He wants you to figure it out.
And he picked them in 7. It's not a convincing pick.
And I was called crazy.
You are.
You are.
But I'm just saying, they've been counting out this whole, and even by me in the previous, and we all did.
I didn't go by my Denver pick because I said that Denver in 5, and FIFA was upset. But you know what I'm saying? I overestimated. I should have said Denver in 4. But you got the floor, man. You said Miami in 7. What'd you see for them in the next round?
I can see it going 6. I can still see it going 6. They're going to lose.
6 what way?
They're going to lose. Denver's going to win the championship. But at the same time, I'm not so quick to count it. Even though it seems so skewed, we've seen this Miami team fight like dogs.
So what are you saying, bro? I just said it.
Denver's going to win the championship.
You said Denver's going to, but it's skewed. No. What that mean?
It means exactly what I said. It can be an analyst to the thing. They're going. It's not like the Lakers series. I felt like the Lakers had no chance against Denver. I felt like that. But I'm saying Miami will show better against Denver than the Lakers. They're not going to win it. But everybody's saying like they don't have no chance. It's going to be this. It's going to be a sweep. No, it's not.
I just don't see how Miami can guard Joker. That's the only one. And everything else I think will balance out. It's just Joker is so much of the wild card.
Because they don't, Miami doesn't have really bigs. Bam ain't really shit. Bam's looking great though this series against Boston. But Bam, I think that's more so. I think that's more so Spo out coaching Mazzulla, and you know their system is just working brilliant against this Boston.
Who did Miami beat to get here?
They beat the Knicks.
They beat the Knicks. They beat the Bucks, and they beat the Celtics. So they beat Jalen Brunson, Julius Randle.
That second round was.
The Knicks man, gave him the worst fit.
Giannis, easy, and now Tatum and Brown. They just
coasted to this round. So they damn near coasted, and they got lucky.
That is
so
they beat, they've only lost one game. What, how many games they lose?
They only lost three games.
So y'all think that they can't stop Joker, but they stopped Giannis. I'm going
with the Heat.
The Heat have only lost three games in this playoffs. I think.
They didn't. He played. He missed two games.
They didn't stop Giannis?
No, he missed two games. He was hooping the games he played, but he missed two games.
Giannis have over 30 points in all the games he played?
Yeah, Giannis was balling. He missed two games. His team didn't come through the games he was out.
And shit, in the games he was there, they had leads. They had double-digit leads in both of those games they lost.
Yeah, but Budenholzer, we realize he ain't that good of a coach.
That is a fact.
He's better than most.
He better than most, but he ain't that good enough. Giannis had to go Super Saiyan to win that title. And he had the luck of the Irish with KD stepping on the line instead of his toe being back. We don't understand how much history would have been different if certain niggas was in certain spots. If Ray Allen's toe is on that line and he makes that too, that game it don't mean shit.
Yeah.
Mm. Yep. Kevin Durant.
If LeBron don't get that rebound or Chris Bosh, whoever got it, they don't. If Kyrie missed that shot, we going in overtime and we don't know how that series is going.
Kyrie don't get hurt.
If Kyrie don't get hurt, the Warriors dynasty may not even start.
They could have used Kyrie. Ooh, they could have used Kyrie.
LeBron had two on his own, I think, when Kyrie got hurt.
Mm. Two what?
Two games.
Yeah. Yep.
I think that Warriors series, when they won that title, their first title was in six.
It looked like they were going to win it until
Kyrie busted his knee.
Kerr got lucky, and the video guy saw something. And that was small the first lineup. Game.
Yeah, Def first game he got
buzzed. Def lineup was born.
And that's what makes the coming back from 3-0 so crazy, or 3-1, was because Kyrie was balling in those games too. Mm-hmm. LeBron obviously was the lead dog, but Kyrie was dropping 40 with that nigga.
Mm-hmm. And to me,
I need to go back and rewatch those.
To me, that's one of the craziest series ever. And me and Ken, we were talking fucking on Sunday, and I was telling him, I said, look, That's what AD needed to beat. Like to beat Denver, AD needed to match
game
Bron.
One. He started
like what he did in game one, or set the tone and be, hey, bro, I know you old, bro, but come on. Like if we gonna get past these niggas, like look, I'm gonna come out here, I'm gonna get 40. What you gonna do? You know what I'm saying? Right. And you always need that. You know what I'm saying? Like if you're gonna go with a dynamic duo, and you're going against a formidable opponent. Both them guys got to come to ball out.
Right. I thought that, you know, it should have been AD's second half. AD could have put up 30 in the second half. That was his – that should have been
the case. That's the same thing you were saying about Brown, though. He ain't got that in him. That ain't AD. Like, that he don't got no shred of that in his body, bro.
And it's
like, Jokic
skillset.
Hit one from 30 on him, he smiles. Yep. Piss me off if I was LeBron, bro.
And I agree.
It's not the skill set that – limits AD.
No, it's mindset.
It's mindset. And when you look at, you know, a lot of players, LeBron said something like last week where he said Bronny's better than a lot of these dudes. And then DeMar DeRozan and also
we got to talk about
that's
Bronny.
Crazy.
DeMar DeRozan and PG chimed in on it. It's like, yeah, bro, like a good 70-80%.
Yeah, don't like playing basketball.
Don't like to
Pat
play Bell
said that too.
They just like what comes with being a hooper.
They Ben you know Simmons niggas.
That's most of us at our jobs. Most of us don't like our job. We just like getting money.
But we don't play basketball.
Yeah, bro. We
ain't making millions of dollars to do it. It ain't just a job, though. Like, these niggas have been perfecting.
They not doing it for fun.
But they've been doing this their whole life. Like, our jobs mostly is something that you pick up, something you probably get paid well, something that you may like doing, or something that's just a good feel for you. Mm-hmm. These dudes have been basketball players since, like, to make it to the NBA.
Yeah, and you take it serious like how you would take a job.
Nah, bro, you got to
love that. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying, like, eventually you treat it like a job. Nah. I understand it may start off as a high hobbying as a fun game, but eventually it's a business when you got to pay lawyer fees.
No, it's
and all
a passion,
shit,
though.
Like,
it's a passion.
And when you got to make,
like, you
got to
have a passion.
You
got
to make certain
it,
numbers to get paid more so you can pay for.
Nah, like, but certain
it's a fucking job.
No, it's a passion. Right. It's more than a job, though. Like, it's people out there that they're talking about that do look at it like you're saying it's a job, and that's why they're not as good as they could be. But the dudes that are passionate about it, like Jimmy Butler,
I think there's a nigga that's balling right now. They're like, bro, this is like a check. I'm saying there's somebody out there.
Just James Harden. You think?
There we go.
But he not balling though. But see those
he
guys.
He balling. He won two games in the playoffs.
Yeah. But where he at now with us?
But see,
chilling, watching
even with
the game.
That, even in that sense, he may not be passionate about it on a night to night basis. But James Harden is definitely cognizant of where he's going to go down in history as a basketball player.
What that means?
That's his
bro.
Drive.
That's a business.
That's
mind.
His drive. But you got somebody like. Give me, like, any random dude who they talking about the 50 or 60%, they don't give a fuck how
what
you perceive
told,
them.
What if I told you D-Lo give a fuck? He care about the game. He believe.
I would tell you, I don't see it. I don't see it. Where? I would say, where at? That's what I
he
would say.
He was shooting shots right after game three.
Bro, that was shit was for press. He did that for his Twitter and TikTok.
He was going to, little white boys.
Was that after
say,
the game that they lost?
Yeah.
The last three, guy yeah. they swept?
All of them?
They had video of the little white boy showing
and
him.
And he didn't make one.
Hooping in a neighborhood high school gym.
Bro, like, no. He may like basketball a lot, but he don't love it like Jimmy Butler do.
Are they finally going to, fourth quarter collapse, or are they finally turning them guys back into undrafted players?
Fourth quarter collapse. I mean, it's gonna be really tight.
It ain't over till it's over.
They're gonna win this. They're gonna win this.
Jimmy may fuck around and say, "I want to win in Boston."
Playmaker.
I want to make sure I want to make
that's a bucket.
That was a play though.
No,
it was for him, but it was a play.
That's a bucket. That's a bucket.
The play before was a playmaker play.
Thank you. That's a bucket. That's what makes him special.
You hating?
I'm not hating. I'm truly evaluating. You just need my glasses, that's all.
Yes, buddy. I told you in 2020 that Jimmy Butler was a superstar.
Well, they count on him to be playing.
I don't need your glass. You need my telescope because you need to see. If you want to see things from a distance, hey, you come to my crib.
You forget that I was the one that was like, yo, like he, like.
Here we go, Ken.
If we're talking the list between superstar and all-star, Jimmy is the barometer. I've always said that.
Is Jaylen Brown a superstar?
No, he's a star.
I heard somebody referred to him as a superstar. Hmm. They just give everybody the title, but
yeah,
they just started.
He can get
Jimmy
paid like
ago.
A superstar. I think people consider people superstars by how much they can get paid.
That's not the only thing. I think does the game match?
Is Trae Young a superstar?
Number one.
So you would say Trae Young's a superstar and Jaylen Brown's not a superstar.
Yes.
Why is that?
Different mentality.
Thank you.
Trae Young is taking everything to come with it. You seen like he did that year in New York when he embarrassed y'all and did all the little shit that he was doing. Jaylen Brown would never do that. He pleaded with the Boston fans to root for them in Game 7 that they had last series. Like,
yeah, no,
why
not
would you not?
That.
You it's a home game, bro.
Who got to plead with their fans to root for them in a home game in Game 7?
He wanted
that's mandatory.
He wanted
like, what are we talking about?
He wanted Philly to be upset. Man, he wanted Philly to be disliked. He wanted the whole crowd to be like, make sure
him,
I come through.
Him thinking about that going into Game 7, let me know everything I need
they
to know.
They won.
Bro, you're thinking about the crowd's performance? Jimmy Butler don't give a fuck what Miami dudes cool when he come in
he
there,
would
bro.
Say the same thing, bro.
Who would?
No.
Jimmy Butler don't care if ain't nobody in there. Bro, he's still coming to put 65
on overhyping this, bro.
I'm telling you, bro.
Lou going too far right now. Lou drunk off his right prediction.
Yo, look, for Trae Young's career, he averages 25.5 and 9.3 assists. That's a fucking superstar. And for the last 2 years, he's been the number one offensive rated player in the NBA. That's a superstar. Now, he has limitations.
I was going to say, if you're picking up, you're starting an NBA franchise, you got Jaylen Brown, Trae Young. Who are you picking?
Depends on the rest of my roster.
I'm just saying, he's the first player. I don't need to see the rest of my lineup
because I'll build around Trae.
Facts.
I'll build around Jaylen Brown.
Jaylen Brown's a piece. You're
lose. I can find a point guard.
You're gonna lose.
I'll get Jaylen Brown to play with Trae Young.
Yep.
Yeah. But I won't take.
I wouldn't take him over Trae Young.
I'll tell Trae Young he better submit to Jaylen Brown.
Boston would be winning this series if they had Trae Young.
In five seasons.
Oh, 100%.
You said if Boston had Trae Young, they'd be winning this series.
Yep. 100%.
Easily.
100%.
In 5 years, Trae Young has made the All-Star team twice.
I don't know Boston.
How many Jaylen Brown made?
Twice.
to what
and they both made all NBA teams.
I don't know if Trae Young is on this Boston team. They win it. Because you know when two light skinned dudes get when you talk about alphas it and two light skinned, hey, bro, that's not that's diabolical.
This would be Trae Young's team if he was there. It wouldn't be no Jaylen Brown.
I don't know about that. Jason Tatum would have something to say about that. You see, you let this little pint size.
They're selling Tatum.
They are, but who's
if Trae Young was in town? If Trae Young was in town, they'd be selling him. They got new jerseys on the rack, guys. Get the new Trae Young jersey.
Trae Young is again a playmaker. The ball's gonna be in his hand. Mm. He's the one that's gonna be orchestrating what's happening.
Yeah, look at Marcus Smart. So it'll be way better than Marcus Smart.
Facts.
Now he wouldn't play defense the way Marcus Smart.
No, of course not. He's doing
shit on defense. Of course not.
He's the number one rated offensive player and the worst rated defensive player. So again, it comes to limitations, but he is a superstar. 25.5-9 to average that for the first 5 years of your career, that's ridiculous. Is that not ridiculous? Am I just the only one that's like a little blown, almost 10 assists a game?
I was just asking a question, bro.
Okay, I'm just asking you a question.
I think it's impressive, but it don't mean shit at the end of
the day. Would you take Brunson or Trae Young?
I'm taking Brumbro all day. Hey, Brumbro was robbed. He was robbed and shit. They need to respect that band. Respect the orange and blue.
Mm-hmm. Trae Young's a top 5 point guard in this league.
Jalen Brunson's a top 5 point guard in this league.
He's not better than Trae Young.
Jalen Brunson fucked y'all up, bro, game one. Shit, the rest of the series, except for that one game he won. Mm. We saw he just ain't gonna shit on
me. He gonna shoot that, he gonna make
Now they've been hitting threes right now.
Yeah, Boston, he just need to ride this wave and not let up. They've been letting their foot off the gas.
They've done this all the other three games. So.
Exactly. So
they usually lose in this quarter, though.
I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. Boston's on a run right now. Miami's going to figure it out. When it comes down to the clutch moments, is Boston still going to be on this run? Are they going to have the mental fortitude to overcome the hump?
Tatum.
I don't believe it.
Tatum is. Watch. Mm-hmm. See? Get off me, undrafted guy.
Stop. Is that not Carmelo? Is that not Carmelo all day? Mid range, give you. I didn't even have to take a dribble, though. I didn't even pump.
Ball's about to be the first.
Melo wouldn't be down 0-3.
Melo won the championship.
He wouldn't even be.
Melo won the championship.
Melo been to the finals.
Melo ain't never been.
Melo been to the finals.
Melo never been on a team this talented.
Melo
never
been. Melo been to the finals. Yes or no?
Yes. Conference finals. Yes.
The finals. The championship finals. Yes or no? No.
Melo ain't never been on the team.
That light skinned nigga has been. That one hasn't.
He been. He got a title under his belt though.
What title?
NCAA.
The Olympic. He got a gold medal.
Hey,
you gotta go.
Can't nobody ever take that title away from him from Syracuse though.
He ain't get.
And that's the only title. That's the only banner they got in that whole fucking building, that program.
Yeah, I mean, it's his week. I don't think we need to shit on Melo.
You got something to say? You gonna wait till next week?
No, I love Carmelo.
I don't love him like you do. His retirement video.
I thought it was good that he was claiming both his kids because I know people.
Did he though?
Yeah, he did. He had his little baby girl in there. I know niggas was trying to talk shit.
He didn't say. He said my son. He didn't say nothing.
Well, he was saying like my son. LeBron did the same thing in his video with Bronny. Where he was like, I'm passing the torch down to this nigga and shit like that. It's just, this was his retirement.
They said his son was good, right?
Melo's son good.
Melo's son good.
Oh, yeah. He got Carmelo's bag.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He better than Bronny right now.
No, he's not.
What grade he in?
He like, I think two grades under Bronny. I think he's like around the same grade as Bryce.
No. I think he's like close to Bryce. But I think he's only like a sophomore.
Is Bryce older than him or younger than him?
I think he's older.
Yeah, Kai, he's very talented.
He's 16.
He's 16. So, yeah, he's about two years younger than Bryant.
Members chat, Woo Young. Give props when due. I came at Nick and Shelton last week. It was right on LA Denver. So, props. Spence Crawford finally fighting in July. Who y'all got?
Oh, really?
So, they have.
They signed. It's ready?
Oh, shit.
I want Spence to win, but man, he just ain't had enough action, bro. Spence. Give me Spence.
Give me Spence, too.
Yep, that's tough though, bro.
But that's gonna be an amazing fucking fight,
man. That's
one time. I'm about to say like 5 years.
That's one of them. Yeah. That's one of them right there.
Like, but I'm glad it's now.
Pacquiao Mayweather, it was supposed to happen.
Y'all stay saying that about a fucking matchup that we go watch the fight. Ain't shit going on.
I mean, that's boxing though.
Well, this one.
If
this
you don't
one,
like boxing,
I
then you would say
I can't say
I'm
that
not saying I don't like boxing. It's just like, don't hype the fight. Let's just, like,
Nick, you gotta hype the fight. That's what boxing is. I'm a boxing is hyping the fight.
We only get like one good fight every 2 years.
This one you can hype because these two dudes aren't the type to sit back. These guys are very aggressive. So you got two aggressive alpha males going at it. This
I'm just saying, let's just say the fight is happening. Go check it out, cause y'all because the last fight, what was the last fight they was trying to hype up, and shit happened.
Which one?
The most recent one.
Haney Lomachenko. Shout out to Devin Haney for winning that fight. A lot of people felt like he didn't.
When he got his body shots and he
oh, that's Tank. Tank and Ryan Garcia. I never hyped that. I don't know why.
Everybody was out for that one though.
I don't know why they did. Ryan Garcia.
Garcia like that dude. Yeah. It's just fights. They hyping every 2 years.
Yeah, you said he was outclassed.
Yeah, I want to see Tank against one of them young guns. Shakur Stevenson or Devin Haney. At this point, I want to see him against Shakur Stevenson.
Yeah, Adrian Wells in the super chat. Damn Lakers, man. July 29th, Errol Spence versus Terrence Crawford is finally happening after 4 years of waiting. Shout out to Carmelo for having a Hall of Fame career. Wanted to highlight that since y'all were talking about the fight.
So who y'all got in the finals? Denver versus Miami.
Celtics versus Nuggets.
Give me Denver.
I'll take Denver.
Denver 6.
Give me Miami at 7. Jimmy's getting his ring. If Jimmy wins a ring, he's a Hall of Famer. He better than Reggie Miller.
That's a fact. He better than Reggie Miller.
He better than Reggie Miller now, but I think he'll be a definite. It'll be bona fide fact that he's better than Reggie. Because then he would take down the number one seed. He'll take down both number one seed.
You don't believe that though, Nick.
He would have beaten all the top players in the NBA. Embiid. No, he ain't beat Embiid, but Tatum, Brown, Joker,
Giannis
in one playoff.
Yeah, that's it.
Right. Yeah, what do you mean that's it?
That put him up there.
Oh, okay, I got you. I thought you were saying that.
I mean,
like
the Knicks, other you take
Brunson, the Knicks part. Yeah. First of all, Brunson's the top five point guard in the league.
Man, you can't even name anybody.
It's Brunson. It's Brunson, Curry, De'Aaron Fox.
I think the Heat gonna blow this 3-0 lead.
That's crazy.
You think so?
He hopes so.
No.
He just want Jimmy out of here. That's what I'm telling you. He don't want Jimmy to succeed. Kid. He been talking shit. He don't want to say that he a superstar. This is the year he going to have to say it.
You see how many times Jalen Brown has
said playoff Jimmy, yes, but that's about it.
You don't even like saying that.
Did you just see what Jalen Brown did?
Yep.
I can give him that.
Jalen Brown on the All Shook team right now with Poole. Russell.
Damn, we putting him with pool, man?
Right now, he shook played, right now.
They all in the kiddie
make
pool.
Make that. Please make that.
Uh-oh. I'm telling y'all, watch what happens.
Bro, this is one game.
Watch what happens. There's going to be three more.
They probably win the next
They can't lose a game.
They'll win this one.
You trust
at home,
Joe Mazzulla for the next three games?
Tatum. And what did Jalen Brown say? Don't let us win one.
He said a lot of things, too.
Let him hit one. That's what he need to do.
I have, since we're just going to go in and put Miami in there.
They get a little nervous now.
I got the Nuggets winning. And I'm actually pulling for the Nuggets. I'm down to see new blood, new faces win. New teams win, I should say. So I think it'd be dope just to see the Nuggets actually get a title. Miami has four. You know, five. And they had like one of the greatest runs of all time by one of the greatest two guards ever to play the game, Dwayne Wade. So, I think it'd be dope if Joker and Murray win one. Because I fought some Murray heavy.
Mm. Miami got five rings?
I'm sorry. They've been to the finals five times. I'm sorry, my bad.
Yeah, three.
All with D Wade, right?
Yeah, Wade and Shaq and D
Wade. Crazy. Wade is the fucking
Wade County.
Yeah. From Chicago been to
Miami.
Finals
five times, four times.
Yeah, five times.
LeBron and once.
Oh, I'm done. We can get to Super Chats.
Brick.
Oh, you're late. Oh, here you go, y'all. Here you go. The collapse is about to happen.
Jimmy.
They need to go back to
Damn. Damn.
And
folks, that's a little bit of a soft.
And because he's having a good series, people trying to prop him back up again. I tell you the truth, bro. Anyway, Oblivion Radio. Nuggets fans are some of the most annoying fans I've ever met and seen. This has come from someone that lives there. Let's go Heat. Damn.
What they do?
People have been crying. They've been crying all season.
Or is it Nuggets fan or these analytics fans?
I mean, Nuggets fans been crying all season. We don't get no respect. Your Joker should be the MVP. Nobody's watching us.
Nobody is watching them. Right. Nobody's gonna watch them after they win the finals too.
Y'all don't think their basketball is good basketball to watch?
Yeah, but who's staying? Like nobody they play cares, in the mountain Shelton. Time. Like nobody.
You're asking them. A completely different question.
Yeah,
but the casuals, people like that, nobody was.
Yeah, nobody
about
cares
bro.
About them, bro. Like you got a big slow white dude who play like he playing at the Y.
People count.
Yes, it's effective, yeah. But nobody wants to really
Jamal,
see him, bro.
Jamal Murray though.
And even with Jamal Murray, that ain't really exciting. Like he hits shots, but he
you don't
ain't.
Think so?
No,
I enjoy watching it.
I love watching Jamal Murray.
But no, if I went to the barbershop and asked somebody, hey man, y'all see catch that Nuggets game? First of all, the fact that I'm in the barbershop, I'm probably getting a beard shave. But I'm just saying, like
shampoo kid,
I doubt that conversation would go well. Yeah. I just don't see it happening.
That's why it was so easy for Kendrick Perkins to sway people off of the votes. When he was like, oh man, you white, you voting for Joker. Then everybody's like, man, you know what? He's right.
That was the reason why.
All them white NBA writers couldn't vote for Joker because because Perkins would be like, yeah, y'all niggas.
But it was easy for him to make that point because nobody went watching them.
Oh yeah, this is the analytics. This was the analytic nerds' uh-oh. Dreams, bro. They can't wait for Joker to be in the finals.
Mm-hmm. He about to win this game.
They gonna eat that shit up.
Robinson ain't been doing shit.
Ooh, yes.
Team basketball. That's Spo? A play.
Spo, bro.
That came from Jimmy Butler, the hockey assist. Over there in the corner, make the step to the side.
Jimmy's
boom.
Not even in the game right now. <Jesus Christ. laughs> What the fuck is you talking about?
I thought there was him over in the corner.
No, man.
All black
man,
looking like
you're right. On the bench right now.
God damn, Lou.
But Jimmy told him to pass it, Lou.
Yeah, Jimmy was on the bench. Jimmy was on the bench making plays.
Oblivion, should we give FIFO his props? He did say the Nuggets was going to be in the finals back in 2020, 2021. Nah, you nailed that one.
That's nailed a 3-5.
Mm-hmm. But I got a Melo commercial. That's fair.
Yeah, that's a hell of a call.
Yeah, well, shout out to Bobo.
I'm going to have to see. Somebody find that for me. I got to find that clip. And
gotta find that
and
clip.
We got to post that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause I think we all laughed at your ass.
No, y'all did. You know, I talked about MPJ.
I didn't laugh at you. I liked them. You remember I used to like them. Well, I like the players.
No, you don't.
But you know, I was talking about MPJ. I was talking about Bobo, and you know, I just saw the ascension of Joker. I'm like, hold on, we ain't never seen no center do what he's really doing. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, you put all that together with Jamal Murray, that's a problem.
Have we even seen the full potential of MPJ?
No.
That's
he's just
crazy
now starting
thing,
to scratch
bro.
The surface. And and that's what I was saying. Like, once MPJ figures, and he's figuring, I think he's really starting to figure it out right now, how he can impact this squad. He needs to be their one-on-one matchup nightmare because he's quick enough to play like a guard, but he's 6'10". So he has the size of, you know, of a big man.
And he's athletic, too.
And he's athletic. I think my biggest issue with him, and it's mostly young players, shot selection.
He shoot like Kyle Kuzma.
He doesn't have a conscious. And the thing is you're not Klay, Steph, Dame. Like, you're not there yet, like, as a shooter. So, to me, you got to be able to rein it back and take smarter shots.
You need to play like PG.
Well,
if he play like PG, he'll be a fucking superstar.
But he don't have that kind of handle. The thing with him now, though, is
that's what I'm saying. He needs.
Yeah, he needs to work on that.
He can play like a guard. That's what I agree with FIFO.
The best thing he's doing now, and what he's done best in this past series, was his rebounding.
Yeah,
he stepped up his rebounding crazy. This dude was getting like 2-3 rebounds a game, and he went up to 10. So he was doing the things that Aaron Gordon would normally be doing.
Yep.
Plus, he was hitting timely threes and timely shots. Yep. So that's the biggest thing for him is stepping up on the opposite end. He would take on a defensive challenge, and he made nice passes.
Yeah, 100%. I think the thing that I do like most now is that you're starting to see he's playing with confidence. He's not afraid to dominate the matchup. Mm-hmm. He got a little guy. Hey, y'all move out. Like
mouse in the house.
Yep. Mouse in the house. You know, he's not scared to call his own number and go get that bucket now. Mm-hmm. Where before you saw it, oh, well, you know, it is Joker. You know, you can see a little bit of timidness with him, but now he doesn't have that. It's just shot selection. And I definitely think he has the handle.
he don't have the moves. Like, mm-hmm. he can handle the rock, but he don't have, like, one or two go-to moves to get into his shots. But, again, that's part of shot selection. Like, he'll learn what that is because he is the third fiddle with this squad. So, he'll grow.
Stephen A. Spliff, when it's all said and done, who will be seen as the better player of all time, Jokic or Giannis?
That's tough.
Right now, I'll say Giannis.
I would say Joker. And the only reason I say that is because I think Denver has the clearest cut chance to get back quicker. He has more talent around him, like we discussed.
I won't go that far. Joker was nicer quicker than what Giannis was. Mm-hmm. It literally took Giannis 5-6 years.
Plus, Giannis
has a fucking title, bro.
But, how long Joker been in the league? But that's what I'm saying. If Joker wins multiple titles, he has the ability to win more based off the talent.
Why would you say that?
Based off the talent around him.
I'm just saying, this is only the second time in the Western Conference Finals. But Giannis has been to the Eastern Conference Finals, four times?
But based off the talent he has with him now, and out there in the West, it's easier than the East based off who he has.
Let me ask you something. The two best players outside of Giannis are Jrue Holiday and Chris Middleton, right? Mm-hmm. They only drafted one of those guys. They drafted Chris Middleton. They didn't draft Jrue. You look at Denver, they drafted their big three.
I thought they got Chris Middleton off a trade from Detroit.
They did. I think they did. Okay,
so even makes my point even sweeter. They drafted Giannis. Anybody that they drafted to be groomed along with him is no longer there. Mm-hmm. He's literally the franchise. Everybody else, they brought pieces in. Mm-hmm. With Denver, that shit is homegrown. It's a difference when you draft guys.
New Warriors.
I was going to say new OKC, but I would... what does that have to do with Joker being better than Giannis?
Because to Shelton's point... The way that the team is constructed, they're going to be more solid for a longer period of time than what the Bucks are going to be. Because Chris Middleton could be gone. Jrue Holiday.
They have no competition in the West.
If they don't win the title this year, what does that say about the Nuggets?
It'll be a huge disappointment if they don't win the title this year.
Because I'm saying if you don't win it now, then when?
But it has to be. What's the reason why? Look, there has to be a reason why.
I'm just saying if they just don't, they lose.
If they just lose, they still can come back next year because these guys will be
back. But I'm saying you saying come back next year and like they gonna if they never going if they haven't. The reason why we agree that Giannis can get back is because we've seen him get there. We've seen him get over the mountaintop. So that's why we were disappointed because it's like, nigga, you shouldn't have lost to that. We've seen you do better. With the Nuggets, it's like we've never seen you in this situation.
But we're seeing
before.
Them doing now.
So why are we expecting you to go back?
Yeah. So here's the thing. What you're asking is for us to be in the future but have today's glasses. It's like, no.
I'm asking why do you believe?
So if we're going to be in the future, we've seen them get over the hump because they're going to the finals. We've seen this man be a two-time MVP, could have been a three-time MVP. And again, the talent around him has been homegrown. So the talent ain't going nowhere. They're going to pay MPJ. They already paid Jamal Murray. Joker got his money. So the core is there. Their big three is there. Milwaukee's big three is very questionable.
And we've seen the complimentary pieces they put in place.
All I'm saying is that with the first year head coach in Darwin Ham and with a slightly motivated but also unmotivated AD, they even though they swept the Lakers, it was all close games. If AD showed up 30 games, that's a big if.
We can't drink that if.
I'm just saying, it's
10 years of what we've seen AD be.
All right, I'll say this then. If D'Lo averaged 15 points a game.
No, that's an even bigger if. You drunk as hell right now, bro.
I'm just saying, the Nuggets wasn't dominating their whole way.
They swept them.
He was over here talking about Devin Booker, the second coming of Kobe Bryant.
They swept them.
In the last series, when this nigga
but
was
they
like,
swept
he was balling.
But they swept the Lakers.
I'm
that's
saying
dominant.
It ain't going to be that easy for them. If they don't win it this year,
You don't think so? You think they have competition in the West?
I think the Suns were built for next season, not this season, because they're going to get some pieces in the offseason.
Bro, what piece? CP is done.
I think the.
And they talking about. Honor his
I think the Warriors will do something crazy to be more competitive next season.
Hell. We got to see it.
I think the Kings are going to be here to
Maybe.
Stay.
The Kings, okay. that's what y'all want.
Okay, pause right there real quick. All those teams you named, who's guarding Joker?
I mean, you can say who's guarding Giannis.
We're not talking about the East. We're talking about the West. In the West, all those teams you named, who's guarding Joker?
Somebody. Sabonis?
somebody, which is the reason why we're saying that they can go to the West, right, to the finals again next year.
But just because you have the best player, I mean, you're gonna get to the.
But it's the others I believe in more. I believe in the others. That's my biggest thing. It's not even the two of them. I just think about the other player. Good block. I think about the others around them.
That's the most disrespectful.
Yeah. Keep your mouth closed.
Right? I'd be wanting to punch the shit out of that motherfucker.
After the game, after the series, you can talk.
He better not say nothing. He's gonna wake Jimmy up.
He probably already did.
But yeah, I think they're gonna give it to Giannis. I mean, Joker. I think that's what's gonna end up happening. They want that shit. They've been giving it to him already. He ain't won shit. Now he about to win. It's over. It's a wrap.
Yeah, they ain't never gave Giannis his respect. So
nah, but they're gonna love, man. Watch what they do to Joker though. And that's the shit that's gonna be so fucking annoying.
They playing defense now, boy.
Anyway, turning them boys back into undrafted players, bro. I'm telling you.
Boy, I swear, bro. He got the what's that shit called? He got the Cinderella team, bro.
Costa Rock.
Turned some pumpkins into carriages and this shit.
Man. Joker has the mobility of a penguin. I'm gonna read this other one. from Rob, Joker's best performance of 2023 was the lead role in the Oscar-winning picture The Well. That man do not like Joker. At least I get Joker.
Oh!
At least I say Joker is great and a great player.
I didn't see it.
He damn near looked like he's.
Rob don't even think he's a great player.
He landed his whole body on his ankle.
That's, bro. If
come back.
You're not a hooper if that's never happened.
Why do TV shows, or these programs rewind as slowly so you can see it be fucked up? They're like, oh, I'm sorry. We didn't even show you that.
Oh, here you go. Watch. First team to come back from a 3-0 deficit.
Why do you
so
want
you calling in now, Ken?
Watch and see what happens, bro.
You said it, Ken said it first.
Watch and see what happens. They're going to turn all them back into undrafted nobodies. He said, don't let us win one. Pretty Tone, did Dame make a mistake being loyal to Portland and staying on that no super team stand?
No, because he got paid.
Yeah, next he got question. His money.
No, because
generational wealth.
Because
generational wealth over all them goofy ass rings that they end up selling on eBay anyway. When them niggas be broke like that, the ring that they be crying over at the choking. Hey, Lou, I know you see that shit. That shit be the first one to go. Let me get 30 G's off that, please.
Nah, I think he made the right move overall. But at some point, if your organization can't build a championship team around you and you're that guy, it's time to move on. Even if you don't want to, the organization and the best interest of you and being loyal should move you because of how loyal you've been to that organization. That's probably why, you know, Minnesota moved KG. Because of how loyal he was to them. He's like, okay, bro, like we got to take care of
him. They did that. They made the decision for him.
Yeah. Kevin McHale owed Danny Ainge a favor.
Who made the decision for Melo? Who made the decision?
Melo. Because Chauncey Billups was telling him, bro, don't leave.
Yeah, don't leave Denver.
Don't leave. We got a chance to win the title.
He should have left in the offseason. He shouldn't have asked for the trade because they could have kept those assets that they ended up giving to Denver that ended up letting Denver win and have a being like a young, fun team.
Yeah, but
if Melo went with, like, when they had Raymond Felton and all them, when Omari Stoudemire was balling,
that would have been a whole new team. But this is what we know about Carmelo. It wasn't about the championships.
It was about the money. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm with you too, Melo. FIFA, would you rather have rings or would you rather have money?
I want both.
I'm saying, would you rather?
Rings equal money, though.
Thank you.
If you play
because you get the playoff checks. You get the playoff checks. You know what I'm saying?
You get the legacy money.
Look at all them.
The reason
Jordan, Giannis
for real. Commercials. Like your brand becomes bigger. Yeah. So what you may leave on the table in your NBA contract
has more commercials than Joe Burrow right now, right? Exactly.
Boban in movies.
Exactly. Yeah, Boban in movies.
Who is Boban?
Exactly.
Right.
You don't have to be great to get a check. That's all I'm trying to say.
But you get a bigger check when you are great.
Tell that to Scottie Pippen. Scottie Pippen signed a 15-year contract worth $3 million.
That's Jordan told him.
In the prime.
That's on him.
Oh, boy.
Unless you're dumb.
Some niggas say he was the architect for the nigga like the LeBrons.
It's coming back to Miami, y'all. I think a call was made.
And if this game had ended tonight, It was going to be, what, 8 days? 8 days with no basketball?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they definitely couldn't go with that. This may go seven.
Man, them playmakers.
I don't know. If I was a Nick, bro, if I was in Miami and I'm a star player, bro, I'm acting a plum fool, bro.
I think that's what happened to them. I think they went out there.
But I expected more, because Jalen got Bernice Burgos. Like, I thought he was good. Oh, he touched it. I know he didn't.
Anyway, I think he made a mistake. And I think Portland, at some point, got to make a decision for themselves. Like, yo, we can get a lot for this dude. Let's get rid of him.
Yeah, he got no trade clause, don't he?
Who, Dame?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Tracy G, did Embiid play just to win MVP, and is that his ceiling? I say yes.
No, it's not a ceiling.
No.
Having a goal to be an MVP should not be a criticism. I'm sorry.
True, but at the same time, we have yet to see Embiid play big in the biggest stages.
When was the last good head coach Embiid had?
I would say we ain't yet to
beyond,
see.
It
ain't never beyond that.
Yes, it is.
It's hand in hand, FIFO.
No, yes,
you can't
it is.
Name me a good coach. You can't name me a great player without a good to great head coach.
LeBron James. Shit. And Paul Silas was not a good head coach.
LeBron didn't start winning until he got with Spo.
He won a championship with Blatt or whatever his name was.
Yeah, he won.
We don't remember. You talking about Mike Brown? You think Mike Brown is a good coach?
No. That's my point. Is that LeBron did it without a coach?
I'm saying he didn't start. We didn't start respecting LeBron until he got to Miami.
LeBron was winning 60 plus games in the East with that Cleveland
and
team.
And niggas was talking shit about LeBron, and that's why when he left.
Yeah, they were saying that he was a GOAT.
When he took that jersey off in Cleveland, when Boston beat him, niggas was calling him LeBum.
It never happened.
Stop. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Ooh,
they was calling him little bitch. Well, I remember that whole time. Niggas was not respecting LeBron during that time, for real.
LeBron was.
They were saying he was. LeBron, they were saying LeBron he was hyped.
LeBron was a top three player in the NBA.
I'm not saying he wasn't.
He went to the finals and got swept. Bro, he went to the finals with. What, Boobie? Whatever his name
Boobie
was?
Boobie Miles.
Yeah. And they was.
Nah, you tripping, nigga.
No,
I'm saying
that niggas did not respect
Boobie Gibson.
Him as
yeah, Boobie. I said Boobie Miles.
Niggas did not respect him until he really started going to Miami. When he started winning rings and shit, niggas was like, all right, this is the greatest player that we probably have ever seen. Everybody was talking shit.
I don't know.
Because they were saying, how can he be compared to Mike when he ain't won this, he ain't done that, he lost to this, he lost to that. He can win all these games in the regular season, but he can't get past Dwight Howard.
Because we were looking at the coaches, and we were looking at the decision the organization was making.
Most of my point, when he got with a good coach and Eric Spoelstra, well, we now know is a great coach now.
LeBron started winning titles. Thank you. Embiid ain't done that shit.
The question was, right, like the whole thing is posed as, name me a great player without a great head coach, and I just named you one.
I don't consider that a good
season. He got MVP. Okay. He won an MVP. He's made it to the finals.
You just Doc got Embiid MVP. What that mean?
But he said LeBron took those bad coaches on, put him on his back. Embiid is not good enough to put bad coaches on
and
his back.
And he's a center, so
yeah, Embiid needs
only so much you can do with the ball anyway.
The Sixers are doing Embiid a disservice.
Especially
like, he needs better
offense.
People around him. He needs better coaches, a better roster.
They need to fire Darren Moore.
I would fire Darren Moore. I wouldn't blame Embiid for this.
Well, he did play just to win an MVP. He was very, very clear about that. He finally got it. And I said in our group chat that I don't think Embiid will play in the finals.
Might not.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't see it.
Maybe if he leave Philly.
So I put
if
it
he does,
like
it's not going
to
be as the guy.
Yeah, he can't be the focal point.
The only player that's going to help Embiid elevate to that level, to the finals, Dame Lillard. That's the only guy.
Bro, Dame can't play for everybody.
But he's going to get traded.
He said, hey, bro.
But I'm just saying, he's going to get traded.
He's going to trade. He's going to trade. Dame can go to Charlotte for real for number 2 overall pick. Hey, Dame can go to Boston for Jalen Brown.
Dame done been on every team.
Hey, I'm like, hey, bro. Dame,
I'm just saying.
He can't play for everybody, bro.
He's the most available superstar or the best available superstar in the league. So we got to look at some trade options. And if we're talking what Lou just said, you said the organization is doing him a disservice. You said that they don't have the personnel around him. Nope. Dame Lillard is the right personnel to get to help get him beat over that hump.
Man, we done put Dame on every team.
And I'm just saying, yo, he's
gonna be on the Knicks. Like BL said, he got Dame as Kang Lillard.
He's gonna be on the Knicks next watch.
Nah, he ain't going there.
He definitely on the Knicks.
Jay Brunson and Randall for Dame Lillard.
Spot, you know who the Cowboys need?
Dame Lillard.
Dame at quarterback.
Tracy G, KD should have went to Portland when he left Golden State.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Sir. Yes, sir.
Well, they ain't had no assets to get KD.
He went as a free agent, dog.
Portland with no.
Oh, when he said left Golden State. I thought he was talking about the Nets.
Nah, when he left Golden State, he went there as a free agent. He left.
He ain't
as
got
a
no relationship with, you know. He was trying to go to Dame is a, they say Dame a weirdo. Portland he don't be talking to nobody.
He's trying to go to a major market.
More Dame so. Want to rap in the offseason. He ain't trying to talk to niggas. He's making mixtapes.
Dame want
to
rap in Vancouver and shit.
Jalen, Tobias, Tracy G, Jalen, Tobias, and Maxie to Portland.
Jalen.
When?
With and Dame. All fucking picks that they got.
Bias. The most underrated
for Dame, probably.
Play yeah. that people need to make a move for is Bradley Beal. He actually has no trade clause in his
to deal, me, though. Bradley, Dame, Jaylen Brown are probably going to be the three hottest discussed.
I want the
and Trae Young, too.
I want the Knicks to go after Bradley Beal. I hope so.
I could see Beal going to the Lakers.
Nah, he liked being mediocre in Washington. Cause they always talk about like he don't really like
Washington.
Don't
wanna... He's to Washington what Dame is to Portland.
Yeah, that's except crazy. It's a...
I can see going to state trying to make a move for Bradley Beal.
Give a Poole and Wiggins.
Poole, Wiggins, or Kuminga, Moody combination of some guys.
Nobody want Kuminga.
Nobody want any of them dudes anymore.
Kuminga,
well, here's
trash.
The thing: you're not going to be able to trade Jordan Poole and Wiggins. That's too much money. The money won't add up. So it's going to be one of the other.
You see that coaching? That's legendary.
He probably told them all he loved
them. He young, bro. Y'all don't give him no credit for getting there. Y'all just want to criticize him while he in there.
Ooh, I'm not criticizing him like that. But
that
I
not,
have listened
that
to
not Carmelo
Celtics mid-range. Fans.
Mm-hmm. FIFA, there's a lot of Melo babies out there.
There's not a lot. There's only a select few.
Rui Hachimura was one of them.
That nigga is so mediocre. That's being disrespectful to Carmelo.
He said he learned his mid range from Melo. He was balling in the middle.
He left class early. Easy.
Exactly. Exactly. He ain't do no extra credit.
School.
Fuck out of here.
He left one period.
I'm out.
Shout out to the Dugs. We spoke in that Bron pack.
Oh, man, get out
of here. Yeah, I hope y'all enjoy it. He almost got y'all.
Well, LeBron was wore out in second.
Well, everybody in mama thought he was coming back 0-3. They was like, hey.
I wanted it to happen so bad. I ain't gonna lie. I didn't want it to happen so bad, bro.
He gave him 31. He gave them a 15-point lead. And AD was like, yo.
What you want me to do with this, bro? You ain't going to win it all? Like, damn. You ain't going to close it out, too?
Bro, that's why Bron like, man, I'm thinking about it.
If
I was Bron, too, I'd be like, you know what, bro? I might just hang it up.
Bron went up to down the lane against three Nuggets defenders.
What more do you want from me?
Bro. He ain't thinking about passing to AD at all.
AD was.
Like that. Hey, I watched that.
He was 30 feet out like that, bro. Hey, LeBron, that's crazy. There's not a threat that AD is going like LeBron.
He was by himself, butt naked. AD was standing out there like that, butt naked. Oh, man. Nah, bro.
That's crazy. Oh, man. How you let this 40-year-old man go out here and put up 40 points and you don't do shit?
Hanging.
That's, bro.
Nigga didn't sympathize with him or nothing. Like, bro, you doing a good job. Like, come on.
Hell no. Nah. Get the fuck out of here. LeBron said, y'all ain't going to blame me. LeBron, he played the whole game, didn't he? He played 48
all
minutes.
All seconds. He gave everything he had. He tried to will them to victory.
And
he really did.
And just seeing his homeboy be like, just retire and be like, damn, bro. Mm. Like, we all came into this shit together. And now I'm the last nigga.
He's the last nigga from 03.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Crazy. Yeah, he should just sit down. Do the Brady, bro, or brew the Brady, and just be like, yo, I'm going to take off for a year.
Wait on your
when
boy.
When Bronny gets drafted, yep, I'm going to come right back. And wherever you play, I'm going to sign.
Wait on your boy.
That's what he should do.
I think I already read. Oh, yeah. Crazy how people said Nuggets will win a title in 5 years back in like 2020. That's Mr. Nugget. this is funny. Y'all assholes. Nick, you like young boy never broke again. anyway, y'all some jerks. Connor Pearson Ward. Woj just tweeted that the Suns are going to interview Doc Rivers and Nick Nurse. Please hire Nick Nurse.
Please hire Doc Rivers.
I want to see Doc
Rivers. Let's go, Doc.
That would be hilarious, look, bro.
KD, you ain't winning shit no more.
Yeah. Bring Doc in here. He'll fix everything.
Burn it down.
How does he keep getting the job?
It ain't that many NBA coaches, obviously.
There's more than Doc.
It's a little pool. No, they keep going.
You know how many more? There's at least one
Monty
more.
Williams probably
there's at least
coach.
One more than Doc.
Monty Williams going to be like at some place next year, too.
Just get Nick Nurse. I think he can coach.
I don't know about Nick Nurse. Because we seen him with Kawhi. We seen him without Kawhi.
He won without Kawhi. He didn't win a title, but he
ain't won
Kawhi.
A goddamn thing. I don't
did they get to the playoffs?
Yeah.
I don't know if he won a playoff series without Kawhi.
But Y-I-K, Yick. Been a fan of Dead End since the Pinata Review by Freddie and Madlib. Y'all ever thought about talking about other sports, specifically MMA and boxing? BZ is the boxing guy. Some other boxing heads on here. MMA, I don't watch that shit.
We're not ESPN, bro. Yeah. I realize that. Like,
hey, go back.
We not gonna do hockey. We not gonna do cricket. Yeah.
We're really not gonna do baseball in the playoffs.
Yeah. We may do.
That's all we do in terms of baseball. Is just playoffs.
And it's only October, so 1 month.
We just the black ass guys that sit right on the stage and talk about
what like, mainstream sports. Yeah. Mainstream sports.
We like the Pat McAfee show. We only talk about one thing.
That's it. I did some MMA for you. If you go back and look through the old videos, archives, MMA now.
But, like, I'm sorry.
And some boxing. Some boxing. I'll be down to maybe even I don't talk about it. I'll be down to have somebody come on and cover it for us that's into it like that. And I could probably get some boxing videos from B, but yeah, I don't watch boxing like that. TJ Clark, FIFO Denver title timeline not looking far off. I'm getting a lot of love tonight, bro.
Hey, bro. Next time I'm going to say franchise in the next 10 years going to win a title.
I ain't say 10 years.
That's what you basically said, because we said 3 to 5. You said, nah, it's going to be like 8.
Nah, 3 to 5.
No, you didn't say 3 to 5, bro.
Run the tape. All right. Don't be mad because your evaluation skills ain't as good.
My evaluation is amazing.
Your shit's
amazing, bro.
Steph Curry can't create his own shot. That's all
I didn't say he couldn't create.
Yes,
I said I'd be curious to see how he does it.
We watch it all the time.
And Rob FIFO got Dame going to the Kansas City Chiefs. But yeah, they did it. They got one.
There you go.
And they going back to Boston.
We don't
too?
Know. It's a lot. It's still time on the clock.
Hell yeah, no.
They going back to Boston, so they should win that game. They'll be back in Miami. We'll see what happens.
Are you confident in them winning that game in Boston?
Yeah. Oh yeah. They winning that game. Well, the league don't want to go 8 days without a game. So I think they're going to try to get them 6 games out of this. They're going to try to get 6.
So you're saying the script is in?
I think the script is in.
Okay.
And L.A. messed up
who
their
Who was
script.
That number 98? He looked like the 99 dude. Don't he look like one of them fake players on the game?
Yep. He's just every accessory on his ass. I got hella 2K points. Let me just use them.
But they may have figured some shit out. They may have said, we're going to turn K. Vincent, Caleb Martin, Duncan Robinson. Who was the other guy? Struss.
Yeah.
We're going to turn them back into undrafted players. And that's what they did. We'll see what happens. But I think they'll win in Boston and they'll come back to Miami.
Either way.
They're just trying to get to game. Bro, they get to game 7.
They're really trying to get to game 6.
Yeah.
If you can get to game 6, then you can start entertaining game 6.
Draymond said that the losing teams always feel the most pressure. So now pressure is back.
So you listening to Draymond now?
I do listen. His podcast is good, man. Because he's just a regular nigga, bro.
He's a dark-skinned nigga in
man,
his closet.
For real. He be cussing. He be talking all kind of shit on there. Now, I fuss with it, man, because Draymond is no bullshit. That's what I like about him. So I haven't listened to what he had to say about the Lakers. But he kept it real when they were losing. When he played like shit, he was like, I played like shit. He said, I got to be better. He took a lot of blame and shit like that. So, yeah, I fuck with it.
I'd be like, better how, Draymond? What you going to do?
He came out and had 20.
And he's, you know, so, you know, but Jimmy, clearly Miami ain't worried.
Jimmy and them still smiling.
They ain't worried.
Jimmy just want to eat some good seafood this weekend. That's what
now they have dominated Boston in Miami for the one out of the two games because Boston really should have won.
They got more home wins at Boston than Boston do.
But yeah, hey man, I'm just saying.
Yeah, Tatum showed up tonight.
They get this thing to 7, bro, in Boston. Shit,
we'll see. Is that it?
That's it with the Super Chats. We done. We're done here. So we appreciate you guys coming through. Final start next week. So
Thursday. Next Thursday.
Next Thursday. Dang. So yeah. Mm. Yeah, it should be interesting. So we'll of course go through we pretty much picked tonight, but we're gonna, you know, preview the game and go from there.
Ooh, them they be stretching out them finals too. They be like 3 days in between each game.
Man, it's crazy.
See, look at that. Here they go.
3-0 right.
That's Mozzarella King.
I really don't know this guy's name. It's so annoying.
I'm telling you, bro.
Joe Mazzulla.
He's smiling tonight. He said, don't let us get one. All right, well, we'll catch you guys next time. We out. Peace.
Peace.